This podcast has nothing to do with the Department of Defense or the United States Air Force and should only be used for the temporary relief of inflammation and oral discharge. Welcome to this week's Air Force News. As the weather warms up and airmen emerge from a long winter spent indoors searching for porn and poking the chronic, arrests for illicit actions naturally decline. Unfortunately, this produces a lull in interesting news until the 101 critical days of summer, when we'll start seeing wacky stories of injuries and death resulting from stupid and reckless behavior. Until then, we'll work with what we got. Item 1. Task Force 76 clashed with insurgents near Salerno as the Allies continued their advance up the Italian peninsula towards Rome. More than a dozen insurgents were killed as American A-10s, AC-130s, and B-24 Liberators continued to pound diehard remnants of the Pope's Panzer Divisions and mixed companies of the Pope's most fanatic supporters, the Popery, along the famed Via Appia. A spokesman for the Allied Expeditionary Force said that rocket attacks by insurgents were, by their nature, indiscriminate.
They attack not only our forces, but innocent civilians as well. This seems to be the norm with insurgent rocket attacks. Our fires, by contrast, are precision-controlled fires, and are only launched after precautions are taken to prevent collateral damage.
A spokesman for the other side responded,
"Dude, that's so fucking childish. Our fires are so precise, and we take so many precautions. Not like those other guys. Vote for summer." Eh, grow the fuck up, Timmy. This is war, not a damned contest to get into Mary Jane Rotten Crotch's panties.
Item 2. A C-17 severely damaged a World War II-era runway in Las Cruces, New Mexico, rendering it useless for the lucrative immigrant smuggling business that's considered vital to the community's economy. The aircraft left two parallel ruts nearly a half mile long down the runway, in what is considered to be the first major refurbishment to the runway in over 40 years. Item 3. In a tip of the hat to their Soviet forebears, the U.S. military is beefing up its patrols of the southern border with Mexico. The former Joint Task Force 6, which had limited powers in the border region, became Joint Task Force North. Along with the new name came expanded powers, including the exploitation of loopholes in U.S. law, which allows the U.S. military to go Soviet under the guise of quote-unquote counter-drug operations. But a spokesman for Joint Task Force North laments that they're unable to arrest people. They still have to follow the formality of requesting a federal agent to do the actual arrest, but the post-9/11 era still allows for a massive reinterpretation of the rules by merely invoking the magical phrase, Homeland Security. For example, an enthusiastic spokesman praises the expanded mission by saying,
"Now our mission is a major supporter of Homeland Security."
A sympathetic citizen, James F. Lindsay, founder and president of Operation Freedom, which true to modern organization names actually means the exact opposite of what the name says, maintains that, quote,
"The drain of illegal immigration on America's economy is staggering.
According to Lindsay,
cost the nation $133 billion in job losses, $68 billion providing benefits and services to illegal immigrants, and $7 billion in welfare for medical assistance, food stamps, and housing, all borne by U.S. taxpayers."
Meanwhile, the Iraq War has drained nearly $200 billion from the economy, all borne by U.S. taxpayers. Item 4. An Air Force JAG captain and his hottie enlisted assistant allegedly tried to hire a hitman to kill the captain's wife, along with whoever else might have been around her office. They got caught, the wife's still alive, and the captain's wondering if that firm, taut, enlisted hiney was worth it. Item 5. A Pope Air Force Base airman is being charged with having consensual sexual relations with a 15-year-old girl. Item 6. Budgetary cuts have led to the cancellation of the Air Force's annual technology conference, which is expected to cost the city of Montgomery, Alabama $13.1 million in lost revenue from the conference. The city's call girl union, as well as liquor vendors across the city, are protesting the cancellation as well, citing a loss of revenue in the tens of millions. Air Force officials said their orders are to move more than $3 billion from operating costs to warfighters, such as the geeks at MIT who got $3 billion in funding last week for nonspecific research. Item 7. A former chief of collections at the U.S. Air Force Museum at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has been sentenced to 1 year in prison for selling an armored vehicle stolen from the museum. A federal judge also ordered the man to pay $29,000 in restitution. The judge said that stealing these vintage vehicles from the 20s, 30s, and 40s might undermine the war effort, as the Air Force may soon need them due to budget cuts. What's old is news again, as the U.S. Air Force Academy is embroiled in a religious scandal that's nearly 8 months old. Apparently, non-Christian students felt that the faculty, especially the chaplains, were so evangelical in their nature that they felt intimidated and were called names, and were also told that they were going to hell. One student said that he knew something was wrong when lunchtime started with the rousing hymn, "Onward Christian Soldiers," and included a pledge to Jesus and the church. A lamb was then sacrificed on an altar draped with the American flag, and men in strange robes charged the students with carrying out Christ's mission on earth by dealing death from the heavens through which they flew. One Jewish student remarked,
"It was some trippy shit that I thought only the army was into."
Academy, faculty, and students have been ordered to decon seminars to rid them of their rampant stupidity and restore common sense to the academy. That's all for this week's Air Force News. If someone smoked it, snorted it, downloaded it, bought it, or tried to tap it, we'll bring you all the dirt. Aim high.